Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dick Karp, our comedian friend Greg Warren in the studio later this week. Also, Jimmy from, character's name is Jimmy from Yellowstone.
Jefferson White is the actor's name.
And he's calling in, and who else is calling
Cal Penn.
Cal Penn, excellent. Yeah. About his book? His book? Cool.
Yep.
Cal Penn, we love Cal Penn. We've talked to him before. Of course, his new book.
A couple of times, I think.
Yeah. He's out of the closet. He was always out of the closet. He just said he had a boyfriend or something.
Well, I don't think it was publicly known.
No, it wasn't public knowledge, right.
In his circle of friends,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think the guy he's been with, they said they've been together for like 11 years or something.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
How long does a goat live? Can you be with a goat for 11 years? Or do they die before that?
Sure.
Sorry about that.
You're not.
The trouble is goats don't mate for life, do they?
No. They break your heart, man. They break your heart.
It's constant heartbreak.
They don't care. Goats and humans definitely don't mate for life.
Well, some do.
Yeah.
15 to 18
you catch,
years.
A goat does?
For a goat.
Mm-hmm. Push email you that?
Although they have been known to live as long as 24.
He flipped me off. He's on the phone just flipping me off. He's so harsh. Bob Dole died. 981
players had the 98.
Still, it blows my mind that he outlived Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, you know, I got the New People magazine. It's a year-end review thing. But
and they said the same thing.
There is a big section of the people that passed this past year, and I'm always surprised. I forget half of them. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Some of the players that had Bob Dole include but are not limited to Big Ass Fan. Now then, I don't know if that's a Big Ass Fan or a Big Ass Fan. Nevertheless,
probably
we don't care.
One. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't care.
We're grateful.
Yeah.
Big Bird's ball batter, Big Bird's money shot, Big Massive Dumps. Let's see.
Look, these are all adults.
I know. I know.
Right.
And there's 981.
I'm going to call myself Big Massive Dumps.
Well, we had Grandma's seasoned thighs check in earlier with an email.
Yeah, but we also had some dude who was clever enough to call his list 1111111111. And come on, just try a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Big P's heavy petting zoo.
See?
Heavy.
Heavy petting.
At least put a little effort into your name.
Heavy petting. I love that term.
Big P's little P. Big P. No, but I'm not
Big
do
P's
that
little
one.
P.
Big P's family farm war pigs gets a hit.
I think you spoke up at the wrong time. You came. Big was showing up now. And Todd and Tyler and Nick are coming. So's Craig.
Asked for it.
So's Craig.
Big Slim halfway in. Big Trouble in Little Undies. Big P's lost gerbil gets a hit. Big P Vaz Scab Farm.
Yeah, they were clever at least.
Do you ever go to the zoo?
Only
can't
if I
now.
Have to.
Can't now.
They won't let him in now.
Are you done with the Big P's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. The peas to come later, but the big peas.
Yeah, we got
to
stop laughing. The other stuff's coming.
Yeah. So, did you see the story about the cash and the checks that were found in the wall of Joel Osteen's Southeast Texas megachurch?
Who was not? I realize you. I remember it was brought up by.
Is this the one they worship in, like, right now?
As far as I understand it.
The guy's a scumbag. And you see the overhead shot of his mansion. It's just ridiculous. And he pays no taxes because of Jesus crap. And I know that when they bring up taxing churches, and I'm not saying your dad's little church in Lincoln that probably lived off donations, but there's got to be a way you can take mega churches if a church is making so much money.
Generating that much income.
Right.
Pay your share.
Actually, I think you should charge them all, property tax at least. But every time it's brought up, it was brought up in our state once by Ernie Chambers, who represents Omaha in the state here. He's pretty famous in this area. And they laughed at him. You can't tax Jesus. Why?
Yeah.
Why? These are zillion-dollar businesses. This Osteen is a scumbag.
Yeah, it's just not done is the only answer.
That's it. Right. That's it. It's just not done.
Well, and it is tough to figure out the difference.
The ones doing it right.
Right.
But exactly. Do it by how much money they make. That way they get money off these
guys.
You
would think that there'd be something.
If you show a profit of zillions of dollars, you've got to pay zillions of dollars back.
Like a simple set of criteria. If you profit more than, let's say, $1 million, then you got to pay some taxes.
Right.
Because I assume most churches don't make $1 million.
No.
Or if a certain percentage of your donation goes to kids who you railed.
There you go.
Well, they're doing that to a certain extent. Yeah. You know, when the kid who got railed comes up with enough money for a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. When they come after him.
You mean prepay your railing? I get it. Yeah. That'd be the Catholic Church, basically. Right?
Yeah.
Prepay the railing.
They could be taxed.
Yeah. Now, is this guy hot? I thought
a plumber found the envelopes of the cash and the checks inside the wall of the megachurch.
Now, I didn't delve into this too much. I'm sure you read to the bottom, Craig, but the two stories I heard coming out originally, when the first story was like, oh, he's hiding crap. And the second story was they reported, oh, we were ripped off a couple years back. We don't know where it is. Oh.
Well, in 2014, they did get ripped off, and everybody knew it.
But then who's hiding it? Why would they rip them off and not take it?
Well,
That's what I mean.
Yeah, how are you going to answer that?
Right.
It might have just been the first step in taking the money.
So this is like Inside Man, the guy's inside the wall.
Somehow, So a plumber has found a stash of cash hidden inside the wall at the church. He removed a turlet in the building and found about 500 envelopes full of cash and checks. Police say somebody stole about $600,000 from a safe at the church 7 years ago. This discovery is related.
So you think somebody inside the did that, like a worker, and sealed it up and was going to come and get it eventually. Okay, if you're the plumber that finds that cash, unless you're a Jesus freak who loves Osteen, and you might be, aren't you taking some of that cash? I am.
Yes.
Because you know the guy's a scumbag. I'm not taking the checks, but I'm taking the cash. The guy's a scumbag, I'm taking some.
I found a couple $100 in your wall, Mr. Osteen. Here you go.
Yeah, so what, I would say.
So the guy's coming out now.
The plumber?
The plumber is coming out now and saying, I should get a reward.
Yeah.
Because I found
you had a
wall.
Chance.
Yeah, you did. He's not going to. Osteen, by the way, didn't open his church during Katrina, right?
Eventually,
no, not
he
Katrina.
Did.
Not Katrina.
Recent one, yeah.
One of the more recent ones.
Right. Until he was shamed into it.
Oh, it was Harvey, the one that hit Houston?
Right.
Yeah, this guy.
Don't ask for a reward. Take the cash when you find it.
Right. You know this guy's not generous. He didn't get to where he is by being generous.
No.
He got to where he was by other people being generous to him.
Right.
Yeah, this plumber's chance would have been like, hey, I found a bunch of checks in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. That was it.
But even then, you're going to be able to. They knew what was gone.
There's probably
some cash here with this, Mr. Plumber.
Now, you could take some cash.
Yeah, if it's just one guy, why not? You just have to take it all and not say anything.
And there's nothing to say whoever stole the cash originally hid all of it in the same spot.
Yeah, you could. You're taking some cash.
Yeah, they obviously did know it was there.
One large New York City bank is telling its workers to dress down for the office. so they don't attract attention and become crime victims on their way to work each day.
That's why we do that.
That is why.
Because we just look like bums. Who's going to mug us?
Right. The New York Post reports that senior executives at Bank of America.
Not even wear jeans. They say, don't even wear jeans.
At Bank of America, they told their younger workers that dressing up for their office tower or wearing clothes with Bank of America logo could make them a target.
Whoa.
Apparently, there's been a 15% spike in attacks over the last month when compared to the same time last year.
You see that mortgage company that fired 900 employees on Zoom?
Yeah, that guy.
Wow.
Mass Zoom, you're all done.
Well, you said if you're on the call, there's a reason you're on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
That means you walked into a business somewhere. I get a Zoom call today. Why don't? What's up with that?
900 people?
Yeah, it's a nationwide mortgage company.
And that guy, not the nicest guy.
Apparently not.
He went on to say how they were all lazy.
Did he really?
And doing 2 hours work and getting paid for 8 hours and things like that. Now, that was a separate social media thing or something, whatever it was, but they figured out it was him complaining about all these things.
What a scumbag.
Right. And at one point, he sent him a message saying they all needed to work harder because they were making him look bad.
900 employees.
Oh, so he had a track record of being a jackass.
Yeah, so this guy's a jackass. He's done this before. He actually told him that, I didn't work this up, just from a little bit of memory, vague memory. He actually told him, I've had to fire a bunch of people before, and I cried. So don't make me cry this time. I'm going to try not to cry this time.
Yeah. You're a bunch of lazy bastards.
And please mute.
So is he doing the work of 900 people now? Or did he hire 900 friends?
It's a mortgage company thing.
They probably have thousands working there. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And if these people are only working 2 hours a day.
Okay. Yeah, when they should be working 8.
So that was just a small percentage.
No, they should be working about 4 or 5.
Of the workforce.
Well, he thought 8. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look too much into it.
Yeah. I just know that the guy was an asshat. Yeah. And when I saw I didn't have time to get hold of it all today.
It sounds like he dug being on the web. I mean, because you would think a lot of bosses, like the main guy's never going to zoom in on you. You're just not employed by a lower guy saying you're fired. So I always stop on Up in the Air because it's just a great movie. But the process of that, the job Clooney has is to fly into places and tell people they're fired. And it's an amazing movie. And that's Alexander Payne's one of his best, I think. And does that job exist? Every time I see that movie, I think that job must exist.
It has to.
Up in the Air was not Alexander Payne.
No.
Oh, no, it was
Jason Reitman.
Jason Reitman, that's right. Yeah. Sorry. But it's based in Omaha. That's why I always thought that. That's for some reason Alexander Payne every time I said
I'm sure that job probably does exist, right. Because it's not a person that. Nobody's emotions are involved.
Right, right.
The boss doesn't have to fire the guy he's been with.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we need to clarify. Big Massive Dump is actually a thoughtful name. And it comes from Neil. I am Big Massive Dumps, inspired by our former president's incorrect analysis of the election results. Right. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did. Oh. I remember that.
Thanks for reading my Deadpool name today when I got a hit with Bob Dole. He's on my great politicians list. And thank you for providing the best non-NPR political analysis in Wichita. Sincerely, Neil, Chair of the Department of Political Science, Wichita State University.
Yeah, that guy does get those, yeah.
Stop talking politics, you morons.
So there's only two places that talk politics?
Yeah.
Well, there is. There is.
Yeah. You know,
well, sensible.
Well, politics.
Oh, sensible politics.
Right. Thank you.
Here it is.
Big Massive Dumps.
I was thinking turds.
Yeah. No, I remember that guy checking back in before, but I'm glad he did it again because I'd forgotten.
We have another death to report from over the weekend.
Right.
Stonewall Jackson passed away.
Yeah, I don't know that guy. I saw that.
He was a Civil War general. How old was he? Man?
No, he was a country singer. He was a grand old Opry guy.
How old was Stonewall Jackson?
89.
I would say 189.
It's like 200.
Yeah. He's got to be the most ever hit.
Right.
He probably took him off the Deadpool list.
He wasn't the original.
Thinking he's never going to die. Right.
He wasn't the original Stonewall.
I don't know who the country singer is named Stonewall Jackson.
Well, no. You probably wouldn't because he was famous in the 60s and 50s.
All right. Sort of like a Boxcar Willie kind of thing.
Yeah.
That, that group of people.
Playing a old banjo school, made out of a cigar country. Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people
it
have?
It was. One.
Solo hit for Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah. And oddly enough, I shouldn't say oddly enough, the player that had Stonewall Jackson, Stoneballs Jackson.
You got to have him.
You got to pick him if that's your name.
Yeah. Stoneballs
right.
Jackson.
Solo hit.
And, he had one hit and wrote a bunch of others. So
Craig mentioned that... The turd did not have Bob Dole, so he's still hanging there at nine, but there's about 7-8 hits now. And one of those could catch him.
Could be a tiebreaker situation.
We could.
Yeah, they're all chasing
really,
the turd.
If the turd doesn't get 10 and doesn't win, that would be such an upset. When he had nine hits in April, we think. And the turd has never revealed himself either. This is the weirdest part about the turd.
It's very mysterious.
It is.
It was maybe early May. But I want to say it was like April when
I'm
he
with
got
you
to
on that.
Nine.
Stonewall Jackson had a long string of hits in the 60s and 70s, 44 singles that placed in the Billboard country charts.
This is country.
This is his biggest hit. You ready?
Yep.
This is a top 10 hit. Oh, actually on the pop chart from who knows when, the 30s or something.
Waterloo.
Yeah.
Where will you?
No idea.
Even Hee-Haw said, "Nah, it's too old school."
Exactly.
we can't play that.
He was 89.
44 charted hits. And that was probably the best one.
Yes.
That's awful.
I could tell.
Yeah, well, Stone Balls Jackson.
I cut it off before the
before the hook?
I cut off for the hook.
It might have been
was
the hook.
Right. Yeah. Seriously.
It might have gotten good, is what you're saying?
No.
I don't think so.
There's not going to be many people covering his songs.
These are the kind of guys, you know, that's why I miss him for other reasons too, obviously, but we used to call my dad. He would be like, Stonewall Jackson. Yeah. I saw him at the farm show.
Yes.
In 58. That's a big thing back east. Sorry.
Now, to be fair to Stonewall Jackson, the country music legend, his parents named him Stonewall Jackson.
Oh, that was his given name?
That was his given name.
Oh my God. Yeah. Nobody names their kid Stonewall
anymore.
Yeah, I
looked into Stonewall Jackson. You're welcome.
And they love the big Civil War hero.
I met a guy named Race Car this weekend.
On his birth certificate?
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, well, Race is a name.
It is, but not Car. His middle name is Car?
I didn't ask. Just like,
was it a nickname?
Nice to meet you, man.
It's a dumb nickname. They call me Ace. No, they don't. They call you Jim.
Yeah,
they call me Race Car. No,
it's like
don't.
Dick. He's like, I'm Race Car. I'm like, did you say Race Car? And he was like, yep. I'm like, all right.
That's a bad nickname.
Your name is Kyle. Shut up.
Did you meet Race Car in Iowa or in Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Okay. Hey, Race Car, give us a call, man. I want to know about your real name, about your nickname.
He was a nice guy.
I'm sure he was. That's an odd nickname. I'm guessing he's in the race cars.
Oddly, not at all. Hates him. He drives real slow everywhere.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I will start this story by saying that this is not a big problem. Study published in the Australian Veterinary Journal.
Puss has that one.
Yeah. He's a contributor. He flipped you off before you even said anything, Nick. His finger was coming up, as Craig said, Australian Journal. I saw Puss's finger just moving. I swear it did. And then you queued it up. It's about where he was going to aim it at. It was going up and just aimed it towards you.
Study published in the Australian Veterinary Journal looked at 15 cases in between 2011 and 2020, so a long period of time for 15 cases of confirmed THC toxicosis in dogs who were suspected of or observed to have ingested human feces.
Oh, I know the dogs, they eat like a bud on the floor, they can get sick.
So these ones, but these ate stoner poop?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The dogs had symptoms of uncoordination, dilated pupils, urinary incontinence, and stupor.
That was Saturday night for me, by the way.
Right, stupor.
That was Saturday night for me.
Urine tests from 8 of the dogs showed THC metabolites in their system. Now, they were fine. They weren't killed or dead or anything like that. The study author, Clara Lowinger, told Marijuana Moment that the animals in her study had ingested an unknown quantity of feces that contained an unknown concentration of THC. Most of the dogs in her new study apparently ate the poop at local parks, while others got it at the beach, campsites, and walking trails. All dogs survived. Ingestion of human feces containing THC may lead to marijuana toxicosis in dogs.
So all your crap, Craig, and all Todd and Nick's crap are full of
weed. So
anybody
who poops at a park might have been stoned?
Yeah, that was my question. Yeah, how did they know it was stoner poop?
Well, that's because they're finding, that the dogs are showing up looking all high and whatnot.
I want to know why stoners can't find a bathroom. That's why are you pooping on the ground?
Every piece of poop is a stoner poop.
I understand that,
but
you're still pooping on the ground and not in the bathroom, man.
Yeah, that's trouble.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But a lot of people, apparently a lot of people do.
I know, but even the parks are usually a bathroom to poop.
You'd like to think.
Did you have the urinary incontinence?
That's one I think I didn't
have. Did you piss the tent?
I didn't have that one, but the rest of them. I had stupor.
But how do you know a dog has urinary incontinence?
Ask him.
Peeing all over the place?
Yeah, what he says. There are a number of reasons that a dog might eat poop, apparently.
Hungry?
It is possible that the presence of marijuana in feces increases its attractiveness to dogs.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
The authors also said the habit might be just more common than what owners report, pointing to Google search results from people reporting a dog ate feces and exhibited signs of lethargy.
But that's every day. My dog, lethargy is my dog's life.
Constantly.
That's the hardest thing to diagnose in a dog, lethargy.
Yeah. The study also says that dogs have more cannabinoid receptors than humans, and that means that dogs are more sensitive to the effects of the THC.
Yeah, I don't think you even have to cook the bud. If they eat the bud, they can get a buzz off that.
You do not have to cook the bud for the dogs to get high off of that.
Because people had to be super high if their turds get dogs high.
Are you guys going to save your poop now for just in case you run out? Think about it.
Nope.
You can sift through, like Siege on the album cover, put your poop on there, roll it around.
Have you ever been that desperate?
Bob Seger is going to be pissed.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.